Hi, and welcome to day 8 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance System. This is Nancy Roberts, and for some of you, this is the beginning of a new week. It is for me. Some of you on day 8 might be in the middle of your week. But anyways, it's always the perfect day to start over if something hasn't been going the way you want. So let's look at day 8 and what we're asking you to do today. Number 1 says, who else in your life does your success impact? Choose one of those people and write how your success will positively impact their life. So when I think about that, I think about all my nieces and nephews. Here's a little bit about me. I have 10 nieces and nephews, and I have 7 great nieces and nephews. And they are the love of my life. And I have to admit that there's not a lot of examples for success in my family, as far as business and financial success goes. So when I think about who my success impacts, I think about all my nieces and nephews and how I can be an example for them of what's possible in their life. And when I think about that and I think about the difference that could make for their lives and what they can see as a possibility for themselves, it's very motivating for me. Another way to look at this question that might actually even be more motivating, it's sad to say, but sometimes we're more motivated to move away from pain than we are towards pleasure. So thinking of this positive impact that your success would have on people is moving towards pleasure. But sometimes if we think of the lack of success that we have and how that can negatively impact the people in our lives, if we don't achieve what it is we're setting out to achieve, if we don't ever create a successful business, if that's what we're wanting to create, how is that going to have a negative impact on someone in our life? And so for me, it's doing the reverse and looking at it and saying, well, if my nieces and nephews never have an example in their family of somebody who's been successful, you know, an independent entrepreneur on their own running their business, then they don't know that there's another choice out there. And you can tell my voice is getting a little choked up already just thinking about it. And then they have to live their lives possibly in such a way that they don't know that there's something besides just a dead-end job or something that they don't enjoy doing. They don't know that there's an alternative, or at least they haven't seen that example close enough to them. And that's a painful thought for me, but that's also motivating. So whichever way this works for you, whether you want to think about the positive impact your success will have on someone or the negative impact your lack of success would have on someone in your life, both of those can be motivating. Since we want to start your day off in a positive way, then please just do the exercise the way that it's written at first. Think about your success and the positive impact it'll have. Maybe it's on your children, on your spouse. It could be on your siblings, your friends. You know, your success will have a wide variety of, you know, people that it impacts. So go ahead and just choose one of them. And then you can also do the reverse of the exercise if you choose. Second, again, we're going to ask you to rewrite your short-term goal, so that's always in front of you. And then today, think of a call or activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. And here I just want to encourage, I've been looking at the blog posts, and some of you are just, you know, busting through your fear and your stories, and it's great, but some of you are really stuck at this point. And, you know, maybe you leave the house and you've got this intention to, you know, prospect or talk to 5 or 10 people, and then, you know, you can't get past the one. So Chris and I both, we really encourage you to keep your goals simple, challenging for you, but something that's doable. And if you haven't warm chattered or approached a person, one person yet, then let's just keep it real simple. Let's say that your goal today is to talk to one person. Go out there and do that. Or maybe there's one customer or one prospect that you haven't followed up with for some reason. I think what you'll find is once you make that first phone call or once you approach that one person, no matter what the outcome is, you create momentum. And after that, you might find that, you know, the 2, 3, 4 is not so difficult to do. But let's today just get that one done. Number 4 is the story that's creating your fear or hesitation. So what is it that's holding you back? What are you telling yourself? 5, the really important piece is the tools that you're going to use. So again, look at the tools appendix. Is the work something that you could go through and do on your story? Would an empowering mantra, like, you know, one of Chris's favorites, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think until it's done, would that help? So really dig into the tools and find what's going to help you. It's not going to erase your fear. It just will move you into action, and taking the action will get rid of the fear. And remember, after you're done, no matter what happened, don't forget to acknowledge your success. If you took the action, you get to move towards the freedom side of the scale, because that's what's going to create your success. So go ahead and complete day 8, and I will talk to you tomorrow.